Up now, Gedolim Tzadikim Yoistim Malchi Yashoros. Tzadikim are even greater than a Malach the Malchi Yashoros. Shenemar proof in the Pesach in Daniel that when they looked into Kirshen Shalesh, they saw four people there, and the fourth one was the Malach, and that was mentioned last. So you see, that's not so choshev. But the Pesach says, Onei v'omar ho'ano chozi guvern abo, like I see four people there. Shirayim Malachim, the Goynura, they're walking around in the fire. V'chavol lo'isa bo'in v'reve diriviyo dom elavar Elohim. And the fourth one is Demet v'malach. Since that's mentioned last, mashma, that's not so choshev as the first three. But Tzadikim, they're even greater than Malachi Asharis. Ki omer Rabbi Tanchum bar chaniloi v'shor sheyotza chananya mishov yazayim mikiv shenesh. At the time when these three came out from the fire, from the Kibshan Eish, Bol Kromus Olam, all the other goyim came, the Tov Chulus Aneim Shayisol Apneim, and they like hit the, it says the enemies of the Jews, really means the Jews themselves, they hit them on the face, as if to say, like, wake up. Like Romul, and they said, Yesh Lechem Malaika, because there you have such a God, like this, they could do such great nisim, Fiatem Mishtachem Mutzelem, and you take and worship the Avodah Zarah, you bow down to the idol, how come? Miyad, right away, Poschav Yomru, Lo Kaisel opened up the mouth and said, L'cho Hashem Hatzdoko, V'lo Nuboshes Haponim Kayem Azir. Like the Yol did Shuvah right now, they spoke and it's true, that now we're Makeh, L'cho Hashem Hatzdoko, V'lo Nuboshes Haponim Kayem Azir, we deserve to be punished for the Ra that we did. And Omer Shmur Ban Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, my disciple, what's shown this posik in Shir Hashim that says, O Marty, I said, Eleh b'samar, I'll go up the palm tree, Oy chazo b'sansinuf, I'll grab hold of the clusters there. So what dashna is like this, Eleh b'samar, Eleh Yisrael. That means that Kodesh Baruch Hu thought like there'll be a tremendous amount of tzadikim in Kri Yisrael. But v'yachshav now, Loyola b'yod Eleh sansinechod, now, because Rebbe sees he only has like one cluster, like one bunch of tzadikim, that Shachananya Mishav Yazarya. And Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "My Tuchsiv was the Posikin Zchai Yisrael, say that, says, Ru'isi Halaylo, I see the night time, Vini Ish Rechev Al Sus Adam, there's a man riding on a red horse, Vu'ayme Ben Adasim is standing between the Adasim, Asher B'metula." So what does this Posik mean? So Rabbi Yochanan says like this, Mari Isi Halayla, what does it mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the night time, that means, Rot Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hapach Es Kol Olam Kulo L'Layla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to change around the whole world to night time. V'ini Ish Reichet, but he saw a person that was riding, and so what does it mean? Enisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So Rashi says, Kol Olam Kulo L'Layla M'Pnei Sheshchiso L'Tzelem. Since the Kli Yisrael bowed down to the Tzelem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to change over the world to Laila, and he liked to destroy the world, to make it black. And it says, V'yanish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shneim HaPosik says, Hashem Yishmachama, Hashem Shemai. So the Posik says, Re'isi, V'nei Ish Reichiv. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Reichiv. Now, Al Sus Edim, what does it mean on a red Sus? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hapech Es Kol Olam Kulo L'Dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to change over the whole world to blood. But since the Klai Yisrael bowed down to the Tzelem, he wanted to destroy the whole world. Is Kivin Shinistaka B'Chanani Mishov Yazaya. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Chanani Mishov Yazaya, Niskar Radaita, then he cooled off and he did not destroy the world. Shneim HaPosek says, V'Oy Meid Ben Hadassim, Hashem B'Metzula. Like he's standing between the Hadassim and the Metzula. Now, V'yein Hadassim Ela Tzadikim. When it says the word Hadassim, Hadassim always means Tzadikim. Shneim HaPosek says, V'hi Oymenes Hadassa. He brought up Hadassa, Ma'esta, that's Tzadikim. V'yein Metzula El Above. When it says like the Metzula, the Metzula means deep. V'yein Metzula El Above, it goes on above. Shneim HaPosek says, Oymen Metzula Chabi Nerasecho Evish. That the beast will be my sword, I will dry up the rivers. Now the pasuk before Zechariah ends off the Yachra of Susim Adumim Sarukim Levonim. So with the B'dash now like this, that
miyad, right away, melayim regis, the one that was full of anger, is nasim srukim, he had calmed down a little bit. The adumim, and the one that was red before, nasim one, now it turned to be white, and he became completely appeased. Amr Rapapa Papa says, Shema Aminu, familiar here, that sus yichyura ma'il lecholma, somebody sees a white horse in his dream, that's a good sign, that the sign of being calm, things calm down. Now the Gemara asks, the Rabbonin, Le'echim Ozel, what happened to these Rabbonins? Rashi says it goes back to Hananya Mishavi Azaya. Like Le'echim Ozel, Kishiyotzim and Akivshin, if they came out of the fire, yet Le'natchalu, the Kuluk Suva doesn't talk anymore about them. What happened to them? So it's a Machlokes. Omar Rav, Rav learns, Bayin Hora Mesu. They died right away with an Ayin Hora. People looking at them are talking about the great nest that happened, so the Ayin Hora, the bad eye, the evil eye killed them. They drowned in the spit like we had before. The Umas Olam came to Taina, they spit a Kaisol. Like, how could you leave over Hashem and worship the Telem? So there was so much spit there that they drowned it in the spit. All the Eretz Yisrael, no, they went up to Eretz Yisrael from Nosum Roshim when they married wives. Valid the bottom of Onus and had children. Reb Lezer, why am I buying Harame? So they died because of Ayin Hara. Reb Yishur, why am I buying Tavu? They drowned in the spit. They had children of Onus. Shem the Apostle says, Shimono Yeshua Karina Godel. Ato Varecha, you and your friends, Hayeshim Lefanecha, Kian Shem Maifis Haima, that these are people of Maifsim, of Nisim like. Ezel Haima Noshim Shinasle Maifis, which are they that had a Maifis, a nest was done to them? Have Yema Tay, that goes back to Zechanani Meshavi Azaya. So that's Hishita, that they had children later. Now the Mashal explains, according to Mandi Yom, according to Shmuel, that they died because of the spit doesn't really mean they drowned in the spit. It's not brought down in the psukim that anybody died. But the pshat is, though, that it was because of them that the goyim were like ranking out the mivayish klai Yisrael, that they kept on seeing Chananya Meshach Yisrael, they saw such a great nest would happen. So because of that great nest, they kept on like being mivayish klai Yisrael, how come you worship the Avodah Zarah? So therefore, that's why Hashem had to take away Chananya Meshach Yisrael, that the Umas Olam should not keep on being mivayish, keep on shaming klai Yisrael. Now the Gemara says also, Udaniel Eichen Ozal. What happened to Daniel? As Rashi says, when they threw his chaverim of Chananya Mishael Zayin and the Tzarek Kirshanesh, and he was not thrown with them, where did he go? Omar Rav, Rav says, Lemichu and Hora Rav of Tveria. He went to dig out a big river in Tveria. Oh, Shmuel HaMashmuel says, Lasuya Bizra Yasafsata. He went to get some food for the animals. Rashi says, Lahavi Zera Shalaysev Shumaycha Behema. Shochan of Renetza Hochi Kimlu. Does the Mechonetza send them away? The Mechonetza send them to do these things, either to dig a river, or else to bring back animal food. For Rabbi Yochanan says, Lasuya Chazir Lachsandra, Shematrahim. He sent them out to bring back the pigs from Lachsandra. Vasha Shochudei Lagadlam, Levlodis, to produce them. For the Mechonetza, it's not that way. For a time you learned. Tudus Haroi Faima, Tudus Haroi, the doctor said that Ein Poro Bechaziru Yaitzim Lechsandu Shem Mitzrayim. There was never a Poro or a Chazir that left Mitzrayim, Shein Chayt Chemeim Shalad, they did not cut off its womb. Veshvir Shleitel, they did not want it to produce, to have children. So how could you tell me now that the Nia went to produce pigs? So when it says, Zutri Aisti, he brought the young ones. To belay that tire, they didn't think about it, it wasn't on their mind. So he took out young ones, then they grew up and were able to produce more. Tana Rabbanan wrote like this, said there were three people in this advice to like let Daniel go away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Udaniel Nebuchadnezzar. All three agreed that Daniel should not be thrown into the fire, but he should be saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Neizo Daniel Miyoch, let Daniel go away from here. The people should not say, Bizchus, it's not so, that Chananya Meshav Azai was saved, Bizchus Daniel. No, he wanted people to know that they themselves were tzaddikim. Therefore, Daniel was not part of this Eitzah to be burnt. Well, Daniel said, let me also be escaped, let me get out of here. The Lelekim should not be Mekhaim and me, psilim elohayim tisufun beish, like they're burning up, they're psilim, they're burning up their idols, and they made me into an idol. It shouldn't look like the light of burning me up, I was an idol. Let the Neil leave from here. People should not say that he burnt his own God in fire. In other words, that the Nebuchadnezzar worshipped the Neil. How do we know the Sagalei that the Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to the Neil? You see, the pasuk says, "Vidin Malko Nebuchadnezzar, Noflav Anfuya, with the Neil Sagat, he bowed down to the Neil." So, see, it's true that the Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to the Neil. Therefore now we do not want him to be burnt, that people should not say he's burning his own, our God. Now the Pasuk in Yemiel says, Koyima Hashem Tzavokai Selekei Yisrael Hashem Hashem Mekla Yisrael Elachov Ben Koloyo Hashem Spoltachov Ben Koloyo V'yotikiyo Ben Maseyo Hanviim Lachem b'shmi shoker. Hanibim lachem b'shmi shoker. That they were saying over. Nevuah shekher. That they were saying over. And then the apostle says, Zuchsidach, what happened to them? Velukach mehem klola l'chol gol yisuda. Asher b'bovel leimor. Yisimcha Hashem ki tzikiyo ukeachov. Asher kolam melech bovel beish. That he burnt them up in fire. So Gemara says, Asher solfim l'nemor. Doesn't say that they were burnt in fire. El asher kolam. He like roasted them. Some Rabbi Yechon Meshum Meshum and Yechoy Melam have come to teach us Shos and Kloyis. He made them like parched corn, like you roast corn. That's what happened to them. And why the pasuk says Yan Asher Osten Avola Bi Yisrael, that he did such a terrible thing in Klai Yisrael. Va'in Afu Es Nesheriyim, they had Niyot, they had Znus with their wives, with their wives of their friends. Yeah. So my Ovut. Because this was the Mevol that they did, they had Znus. So Moore says, my Ovid, what did they do? So Moore says, also Lagabe brought to Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the door of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Omelo, Achav said to like this, Koyim Hashem, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Hishmi El Tzidkiyo, listen to Tzidkiyo. The Tzidkiyo woman, Tzidkiyo said, Koyim Hashem, Hishmi El Achav, listen to Achav. And Rashi says, Hishmi means Hishtamshi. There was to have Znus. So that's what they said over. That each one said, that Hashem said in the Nevuah, that you should have Znus, you should live with the other one. So Ozla, she went for Yomala Lavua, she went and told her father, the Nebuchadnezzar. Omala, the father said, there were Heyem Shalelu, Akarish Borku, Seinazime, Hatesim. It couldn't have been like he said to do this. So Kiyosla Gabok, so he told his daughter, listen, when they come back to you, Shadrina Lagaboy, bring them to me. Kiyosu Lagabo, so when they came back to her, Shadrasinu Lagabi Avua, she brought them both, she brought to Kiyo and Achov to her father. Omulu, so Nebuchadnezzar said, Man Omulu, who told you this? Omulu, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told us. So he answered back, no, for Hanani Mishovi Azayah, Shatinu, Viomali, also. I asked them, and they said it's also Taznus. Omele said that, listen, Anonami Neviya Kavasayim, we're also Neviyim, like they were. Lididuna Yomelu, Lididan Omelon. To them, to the Hanani Meshavazah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell them to do this. But to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us we should do this. What do you want? Omelu, so Nebuchadnezzar went back and said, listen, Anobi Inon Deyivakinchu, I want to test you to see if you're telling the truth or not. And how will I test you? The same way I tested out Hanani Meshav Yazayah. Omele, they said back, no, it's not fair. In and Klos and Heavy, there were three people there, we were saved because of us three. V'yanan Trey, we're only two. Maybe we won't be saved because of the schus of us two. Omele, so Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, very good. Bochru Luchain Manda Bisu. Tadaychu, choose anybody you want with you. Omele, they said, Yeshua Kain Godel. Let him be with us. Sorry, they thought Leif Yeshua, the Nefesh Chusa, he has Lares Chusim, or Nigna Lan, and he'll protect us, his Chus will protect us. So Achseyu, they brought him, Shadinu Inu, they threw them into the fire. The Inu Iklu, these two, Achov and Tzidkiyo, were burnt up. Yeshua Kendu Godol, His clothing were burnt, that's all, but he was saved. Shneur Pesach says, by Irenaeus Yeshua, Akrena God Lomid Lefnei Malach Hashem, Uksiv Yomar Hashem Lesot Nigo Hashem Bechor, that his clothing was saved, well, was burned, that's all, but not he himself. So now Nebuchadnezzar said to him, Omele Yedana Ditzdike At, I see that you're a big tzaddik, that you were saved from the fire, he said to Yeshua Akrena God Lomid. But Ella, my time, how come, Ahani Boch Purta Nura, that the fire affected you, that your clothing was burnt up, a little bit affected you. But Chananya Mishovi Azayel, Ahani Buklau, by then the fire had no effect at all. Omele Inu Tlosev, listen, they were three. Fianu Achad, I'm only one. Omele, he said back, listen, for Avram, Yochid Avei, Avram Avin was also only Yochid, and he was saved from Kishon Shalesh. As Marin says, Hosom Lehevi Rishayim Badei, Avraham Avinu was by himself, there wasn't any Rishayim with him. But, and therefore, La Yisyoi Rishush Lenura, the fire had no permission like to burn Avraham. But Hochab with me, Heavy Rishayim Bihadoi, there were Rishayim with me, for Yisyoi Rishush Lenura, and the fire had permission to burn. So if I also was affected at least a little bit. So Mura says, Hainu Di Yamrinshi, this is what people say, Hainu Di Yamrinshi, Tre Udya Yavisha, Fechad Rituva Ukten Yavisha Rativa. There are two sticks, two dried out sticks, and one wet one. Ukten Yavisha Rativa. The two dried out ones will burn up the wet one also. Here also, I was burnt a little bit because of the tzaddik, because of the Rishayim. Now the Gemara says, my time Yenish, how come he had this punishment? Rashi says, Yeshua, Dani Nura Lamanya, Doho Dahoda Iyo Lubhanetzer. Really, the answer wasn't the real answer, just like pushed him off. But now the question is, how come he really received the punishment? Like, if he was really such a tzaddik that he wasn't killed because of the fire, how come even his clothing was burnt up? So the Gemara says, his chet was, Omer Papa, Shayubonov Noisim Noshom Shainam Hagunis Lakuna, that his children, they were kanim, they were marrying ladies that were not fit for them. For Le Michovem, he did not stop them. Shnemer Pesach says, for Yeshua he lovish begodim tzayim. He was wearing dirty clothing. So the question is, v'chidarko shal Yeshua lovish begodim tzayim? Is it nice to say that he wore dirty clothing? Ela rather means to teach us, Ela malamed shal yobonov noisim noshim shein agunas lakula, that his children were marrying ladies that were not fit for a kohen to marry. And he did not stop them. That was his chet. That's what it means. Begodim tzayim. Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Dorish par kapora b'tzipori dash n'tzipora. My dichsev, what the pasuk say? Sheish hasoirim oile nosali. He gave me six barleys. That's what he gave me. And that's what Boaz gave Ruth. Now, ma sheish hasarim, what does it mean, six bali? Hilei ma sheish sharimamish, imamish gave her six balis. V'chidake sheboyiz litin maton sheish sarim. Is it possible to say that he gave such a present? The Rashi says, Adra Knan, learned the Mishnah Peah says, in person yoni begurin pochus michatzi kav sarim. You can't give noni less than half a kav of sarim. Sakon, you only gave him six, that's much too little. So it can't mean that the boyiz only gave him mamish six like pieces of barley. That can't be pshat the pasuk. So what does the pasuk mean? Ella rather means to say, sheish soyin. He gave us